This year, of course, the pandemic has made everything more complicated. Can you talk a little bit about how that's affected the census count?
You know, it has. It's hard to kind of do a national count when you're also in a global pandemic. Our census takers are now in communities and they're knocking on doors, but they're doing it safely. So they're wearing masks, they're wearing gloves, they carry hand sanitizer, they maintain that 6 foot social distance. But the important thing is that there is still time to respond, and that time is really now.
Tell me what the response rate to the census looks like here in northern Arizona.
For the city of Flagstaff, you're right around 59%. The total for Arizona is about 63.6% in terms of self-response. In terms of the total enumeration rate, you are at 97.5%. And so total enumeration is essentially the self-response rate plus what we have going on right now, which is our non-response follow-up operation. And that's where we're actually in communities knocking on doors and enumerating individuals in person.
Okay, so if someone doesn't respond by phone or mail, you send someone out to knock on the door.
Correct.
How does it look more broadly in some of our rural areas? We have the Navajo Nation, the Hopi Nation. What does it look like out in those counties?
So we do still have some work to do in those areas, definitely. Most of those areas, when we look at rural America, and particularly tribal reservation areas, we got a little bit of a late start. And, you know, a couple of things played into that, primarily the COVID pandemic. Many of those areas, our rural areas and our tribal reservation areas, are under what we call an update leave operation. And that's where we physically update an address in person, you know, through map spotting, and we leave a census packet at the door. We had to start that operation later due to, you know, some restrictions and some holds related to the pandemic. And then also many of our tribal reservations actually closed access to their lands for a while. And so there were some delays getting started. And that's why you'll see their self-response numbers not quite as high as the other national numbers.
Can you talk a little bit more about some of the challenges with getting an accurate census count, specifically on Native American reservations?
Yeah, so for example, I would say historically tribes have been a little bit, you know, they're a little bit hesitant to trust the federal government, so there are still trust issues related to that. Sometimes, you know, data has not always been used in their favor. But we have what we call a tribal partnership program in which we hire tribal partnership specialists to work directly with tribal governments, form those relationships and partnerships, and it's really aimed at helping improve that trust process. And so that's been really helpful.
Jessica, tell me why it's important that everybody is counted in the census.
Well, you know, the census is rooted in the Constitution. Its primary purpose is for the apportionment of the House of Representatives. So it really is about having that voice, your voice in Congress. But we want to make sure that folks also understand that it's about funding. And, you know, there are hundreds of billions of dollars in federal programs that go out each year based on census methodology and its funding. And so when you're looking at access to healthcare or education programs, road construction, housing, a lot of those programs utilize census data. And so that becomes really important.
Jessica, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.